You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. What's up, y'all? It is definitely a mindset today. So, let me tell y'all. So, last week, I recorded my show, and for some reason, I use GarageBand to do my shows. Like, I've been having a lot of issues, but you know when stuff's free, it starts acting up after a while, or maybe I need to update it. I don't know. I'll check into that. So, like, my whole stuff got lost. And me, I got a little upset about it, and I was like, I'm not recording it again. So I got fed up, so I apologize for that. And I'm a little late this week, but y'all, I've had like a really rough, matter of fact, I've had a rough 2 weeks. My last 2 weeks have been like extremely rough. As a lot of you know, I've been doing that Daniel fast. I ended that over the weekend, and like I said, it started out a little cool. I was cool the first 4 days. In the middle, I was fine. Like the last few days, y'all, I really struggled. Like, and I'm gonna tell you again, in case you didn't know, Daniel fast, you're only eating vegetables, fruit, drinking water, no meat whatsoever. So it was a little rough on me. The positive thing is I did lose 10 pounds. And I was not doing this to actually lose weight. I wasn't doing this to lose weight at all. The purpose of this is for you to get closer to the Lord. And let me tell you, I prayed my way all the way through this. I was taking a notebook every single day with me to work and literally writing down prayers all day, because something I did learn while doing that, man, it's amazing how food can really control you and you don't know it. Like, and after I did eat my first meal, and my first meal of choice after the fast was American Deli. And if y'all know I love me American Deli. I love the lemon pepper with the hot wings with the lemon pepper sprinkled, and then just the chicken Philly, you know, that's my favorite, and just the shrimp fried rice. I eat all of that. And it sounds so bad for you, and it is, but you know, after I ate that meal, the meal of my choice, I was really like, it ain't all that, like, it's just food. And I did feel a lot better when I was just clean eating. And I've come to the conclusion that I don't want any parts of red meat, and I don't want any pork. Which is really crazy for me, because I love burgers, I love roast, I love pork chops, I love beef ribs, like, I love all that. So, I'm done with red meat, done with it. The fast is 21 days, I definitely encourage people to do it. Now, it's hard, I would tell you to do it with somebody, have somebody to hold you accountable, and make sure you pray your way through it, because the devil be busy. Like, you be seeing food and want food you ain't never wanted. And you got to get creative when you're eating, because you're eating the same thing over and over again. But it was a great experience. I think I'm going to do it again, probably starting next week. But I think I've came to the conclusion too as well, I'm only going to eat chicken and fish. But I think I might do it again next week, only for 10 days, because 21 days, it was rough. It was so long. But the upside of Terrell actually lost 22 pounds. So, that was awesome. That was awesome. But, enough of that. Daniel fast, definitely you guys go try it. So, today I want to talk about, and this is a huge one, and this is something, and this one's coming from the heart, because I've kind of been going through this too as well with the last 2 weeks. And I think it's something that a lot of us go through, and definitely us women for the most part. So, and discerning our emotions. So, as we all know, women, we are emotional creatures. We act in emotion 95% of the time. Sometimes we don't think. We react emotionally all the time. And so, something that I've started. So, as you know, I am married. And this is really something that I've really had to do, and something that's really helped me a whole lot. So, now, every single time I'm mad at Terrell, or I want to go off on him, or he's pissed me off, and I just make it up in my mind. Because how many times women, well, period, how many times somebody do something to make you mad and they're not around, and you think about how you're going to go off on them as soon as you see them? That, me, I'm raising my hand right now, because that happens to me all the time. So I gave myself a rule. I have a new rule. I cannot bring anything to Terrell's attention. I have to think on it for 3 days. So I have to give myself 3 days to analyze it and think about it before I bring anything to his attention. That way, so I can give myself time to, you know, because, you know, when you start up, you're emotional, you're upset about something, you start out on a high, you got a rush because you're ready to, like, what's up? You're ready to go off about it. Then, you know, you might do it immediately. You might react with your emotions immediately. And then after that, you're like, well, let me tell you. Okay, I'll give you an example. So, like, there's plenty of times where, you know, we want to bring something to our attention, of whether it's our friends, whether it's our spouse, whether it's somebody, because we're mad. Immediately, we want to talk about it immediately, and we haven't even had time to think about the situation yet, or even think about the logic of situation, or think about why we're mad, or not even thought about why they did things or what they were thinking, or anything about them. When it comes to us wanting to bring something to somebody's attention when we're upset, we don't analyze anything about why they did something or what they were thinking when they did it. So that 3 days gives me time to do that. And let me tell you, it's really been blessing me. It's really been blessing me because I'm a firecracker, if you don't know. Like, if somebody makes me mad, I just really just take off and I just go off like immediately. And that's something that I've just been working on, and it's really helped. And I think with me doing that Daniel fast, like, it's allowed me to be really patient and allowed me to be really peaceful and just allowed me just to just be still. Be still, and I've wrote down a lot of things, and I've asked God, well, while I was doing the fast, I was asking God, you know, to reveal yourself to me, reveal things to me that you want me to see, or reveal things to me about myself that you want me to fix while I'm on this fast, because you have my full attention right now. Because, you know, we have so many things in our lives that distract us that we don't know that's distracting us. And when I'm reading up, and I realized so much how much I binge eat, y'all, I'm not even, and Lord bless it, I should weigh like probably 600 pounds as much as I eat. And I just eat just because stuff's there. Like, there's so many times where I'm not even hungry and so I see some food or something sounds good and I just go get it. And we all do that. And it's called binge eating. And sometimes I learned too as well, you can also stress eat. And I think that's something I really did too as well. So the fast, something that really helped me with that. And while I was writing down my prayers, and that's something that God revealed to me, that I needed to control my emotions a lot more and analyze my emotions for and think logic with my emotions before bringing them to anyone's attention. And that's in any type of situation. And another thing that we do when we are upset, or if we have a problem with a situation or someone or our significant others, we talk to other people about it. And the Lord convicted me about that too as well. Shout out to the Lord. So how many times are we upset, especially, I'm going to use example. So how many times are we upset with our, I'm just going to put myself out there. So many times I'm upset with Terrell and I immediately go to my friends about it. So me reading the book that I'm reading, What It's Like to Be Married to Me, it talked about how you need to be a no griper. And griping is nagging, in case you guys didn't know what that meant. So we had to start a challenge. And you know what? I've already broke my challenge, I'm gonna be honest. I was supposed to start Monday, which I did start Monday. But, you know, I did gripe in between. So, Lord, forgive me. But, so it's a gripe challenge where you're supposed to wear a bracelet on your arm. And you're not supposed to gripe about your spouse or gripe about, you know, your significant other for so many days. And that's hard because, women, y'all know all we do is complain. We complain about a lot. So sometimes we complain about stuff and we don't even know why we complain. And it's like that. So with me taking my time on things, me giving myself that 3 days. So part of my 3 days on me discerning my emotions, I have to, one, go to God about it first. I can't tell anybody else. I have to think about it within myself. Can't tell anybody else either what I'm thinking about. And I have to write it down. And I have to write down pros and cons of the person or the situation, and I have to write down why I'm mad, and I have to write down, does the person know that I'm mad, or would this person do anything to hurt me? So, and I know that seems like a lot, and it may seem like a dramatic thing, but I mean, I've heard so many stories here lately of women just acting off emotion, like crazy things lately, like, and it's just crazy. I see, like, you know, I'm around like a lot of younger girls, and I hear things that they tell me or hear things they say, and it's so funny because it's like, man, I remember when I used to do those things, and it's just, it's not good. It's just emotional. Like, women were emotional creatures, and it's so hard for us to not think logically, and us not to, sometimes we do stuff that don't even make any sense, or we get in our minds and we get in our heads our own heads and we give ourselves some head trash and stuff don't even be real. Like we can get mad about one thing and then we done sat there for about 5 minutes, we done analyzed and we done added stuff that ain't even there. We thinking about different possibilities, we accusing people of things that ain't even true. Like that's just too much. So you need to make sure that you give yourself 3 days. So I'm challenging everybody to give yourself 3 days before you handle any situation. And sometimes, you know, I be thinking like, no, this can't wait. I got to go over this today. I got to talk about this today. It can wait. And the big thing too about you not going to your friends or you not talking to anybody else without talking to God first is because you don't never know what that person's spirit is that day. Because they're human too, especially women. They're emotional too. And if it's your friends too as well, they're going to take your side for the most part. This is just how it is. And because they care about you, they love you, they want to sympathize with you. And women, we see things the same for the most part. Because like I said, we are emotional. But I'm going to give you guys an example. So yesterday, Terrell, on our show, if you didn't catch our show yesterday on Facebook Live, Battle of the Barnes, and also too, it's available on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud. Towards the audio on that messed up too, so it's on like half an episode, but it's still good. But the point I'm getting at is at the end, so which definitely check that out. So like, he sends me this message about, well, he got from his friend. His friend's girlfriend sent him this long message, like this long, y'all. It was long. You know how women we do. We're like I said, we're emotional. We'll send out these long, dragged out messages, and they might read half of it. I mean, they read it, but they don't understand what we're saying. But I felt what the girl was coming from. So he sent it to me, and it was a situation about, you know, she felt like she had asked her boyfriend if she had gained weight. And women, people, period. If you ask somebody a question, determine in your head, and I'll tell you what, and if something's on your mind, give yourself 3 days to ask somebody a question if you don't want the truth too as well. So you can think, am I going to be hurt by what they say? Think about that too as well. So she asked her boyfriend, hey, have I gained weight? And he told her yes. And he's been trying to help her out. So he told her yes. So she sent him this long message talking about how he hurt her feelings, basically broke up with him and was like, you know, your words used to bring me up and they tear me down and just stuff like that. And so that right there is a prime example of what I'm talking about. And there's a whole lot of times too, we do ask those questions. We ask tough questions and we don't want the truth to them. We don't want the answer to them. So she acted off emotion. And she sent this long, dragged-out message and basically broke up with him. Now, how many times have we been upset about a situation that's like, boom, I'm breaking up? That's very childish, and it's emotional, and it's not how we should do things. But it happens at times. And I think when you get to a certain age, you know, it's not like that anymore. But I wanted to tell him the same situation, like, hey, she's just acting off emotion. She'll probably be fine tomorrow because it does happen. And then she's probably going to regret every single thing that she said. And let's save ourselves from that point. Let's save ourselves from going through, facing the consequences of what we did because we acted off emotion. So, starting today, or whenever you want to start, we're going to start doing a 3-day challenge on things and situations with people, whatever. So, before you go off on somebody, before you get upset immediately and have a reaction, you have to give yourself 3 days before you can speak on it. Give yourself time to think about it. Give yourself time to analyze the situation and give yourself time to weigh the pros and cons of the situation and just ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Did this person mean to make me feel this way? Does this situation make me mean to feel this way? Or what's up with the situation? Why do I have a problem with this? It could be your boss at work. You could feel some type of way about your boss at work. Now, like, you know, and it's crazy because that situation too as well, you know, there's so many times where we might get an email at work and we might type something up, might fire off right then. And then it's like, okay, no, I can't say that. So that's something that happened to me probably about 2 years ago. Like just stuff like that. So it could be your work situation. It could be your relationship. It could be a friendship. So from now on, give yourself, we're going to call it a 3-day challenge. Give yourself 3 days to think about your emotions, write a few things down, analyze stuff before you react. Now, for some of you, I know how some of y'all do, and this goes for myself too. it don't mean, and I'm just going, okay, so I'm just going to put myself out there. So me giving myself 3 days to deal with Terrell when he pisses me off, that don't mean me be quiet for 3 days plus have an attitude for 3 days, because that defeats the purpose, because you know how we do. That don't mean if you upset at work and you mad at your boss or you mad about a situation that's going on at work, that don't mean you go to work and not do nothing for 3 days because you upset. That defeats the purpose. So be calm in those 3 days. Do what you need to do to get yourself together. Think about it. Pray about it too as well. Ask the Lord first before you ask anybody else if you're tripping. You can ask somebody if you're tripping, but ask them after that 3 days. So I hope this helps people, because this is definitely something that's been helping me. And I'm telling you, the Daniel Fast has something that's made me, it's made me so disciplined, y'all. Like, that, me being an athlete, you know, in college, like, I was extremely disciplined. Like, I stuck to plans, I stuck to things that I do. And that's something that I've struggled with here lately. Like, even the last 2 years, me being consistent with things and me being disciplined and just me being obedient to doing things. And the Daniel Fast helped me do that. Y'all, let me tell you something. I went to Walmart the other day to get me a snack. And y'all, they had them salsa Doritos in there. And I wanted them so bad. And I just stared at them Doritos for like 2 minutes. And I was like, no, I'm going to go get me some carrots and I'm going to go get me some fruit. Like, that has, I've gained to that point, y'all. I turned down some cookies yesterday because I'm done with sweets. So, like, that fast has really blessed me. Like, it really challenged me. It's helped me for the better. Now I'm cool with my little 3 days before I react to anything, because now I have that discipline. So definitely try that. I think it would definitely help a lot of you guys out. And I would love to get feedback from this. And after you try this, to see if it helped, or if you need help, reach out to me. And if you need any information on doing the Daniel Fast too as well, or any encouragement, holler at me. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset.